To continue the tour, walk east on Myrtle Avenue toward Claremont Avenue. Continue on Myrtle Avenue for 5 blocks, and then turn right onto Hall Street. Walk only 1 block south on Hall Street to Willoughby Avenue and then turn left. At the corner, you'll see the Pratt Institute campus. Walk along the south side of Willoughby Avenue until you find the entrance gate, about 500 feet from the corner of Hall and Willoughby. Enter Pratt's campus, which is open to the public, and enjoy the college's manicured grounds and large sculpture walk while listening to the tour's final biography about painter Emilio Cruz. Most of the modern and postmodern art movements of the 20th century focused on breaking boundaries, moving beyond pre-existing rules, and creating non-traditional forms as a way to express new ideas in an ever-changing and sometimes ugly world. American painter Emilio Cruz is by this definition a true modern artist, using the canvas to create new and sometimes disturbing imagery as a way to communicate his view of the modern world. Emilio Cruz taught at Pratt Institute in the 1980s and 90s, after having become a well-regarded figure within America's contemporary painting scene in the 1960s and 70s. As a young artist in the 60s, after finishing at the New School in Manhattan and completing further study at Seong Moy School in Provincetown, Massachusetts, Emilio began producing paintings that showcased concepts of abstract expressionism while using figurative imagery to convey how he saw modern society as cruel and hypocritical. His paintings, which heavily relied on figurative imagery, often using common objects to represent a deeper concept, depicted disturbing and dramatic images that made the viewer admire his inventiveness, but also reflect on the darkness of humanity. Often, the imagery within his works relied on mythical figures, African animals, images from ancient Western art, archaeology, and skeletal forms. The spine, for example, is a common image seen in Cruz's paintings, leading some critics to believe the spine is intended by Cruz to represent a common factor that all humans share, mortality. In 1990, art critic Jeffrey Jacques said this of Cruz's work: "Emilio Cruz paints humanity's essence. Mythology and archaeology are his foremost concerns. Dinosaurs, skeletal humans, and fossil-like images are used in his work as metaphoric signposts in a consideration of the basic questions of existence." Emilio was born in 1938 in the Bronx to parents who had emigrated from Cuba. Being born at a time when the country was in the midst of the Great Depression, witnessing World War II at a young age, and then living in America as a black man prior to the 1960s civil rights movement, are all events that undoubtedly shaped Emilio's view of the world and influenced his artwork. Many of his paintings, as well as his plays — he was also a gifted playwright — focused on rather dark issues, including the human species' ability to use war and violence for destruction and the manipulation of fellow humans. His most celebrated play, titled Homeostasis, Once More the Scorpion, which opened in 1981 and later toured in Europe, is still relevant to black artists today and is the namesake for contemporary recording artist and Fort Greene resident Carl Hancock Rux's fourth studio album, titled Homeostasis, which was recorded in 2013. After his first solo show of paintings in New York in 1963, Emilio gained national attention, and his career as an artist began to take off. He exhibited around the country and eventually moved to Chicago, where he worked out of a studio and taught at the Art Institute. After more than a decade there, Emilio moved back to New York in 1982. Setting up his home in Fort Greene and teaching at the Pratt Institute.